I Don't Do Podcasts with Robbie Stevens is a presentation of Talkers Radio.
I'm a white guy. I'm lucky enough to be well educated. I'm straight, which to me is like saying I happen to have brown rather than blue eyes. It's too bad that too many others don't see it that way. I was born Jewish, which, although I don't practice, puts me on the KKK's 10 most wanted list. All right, that's out of the way. So now no one can attribute what follows to what seems to be the word of the month, which is tribalism. When I heard and saw the Chicago Police Commissioner masterfully but barely contain himself when he announced the arrest of Jussie Smollett, and watched the Entertainment Tonight type coverage that the commissioner's announcement initially received, I was apoplectic. I was sick to my stomach. Thankfully, since then, some brilliant minds have weighed in. And in particular, I've been blown away by the linguistics professor from Columbia, John McWhorter. His commentaries were so dauntingly brilliant that I paused for 24 hours while I considered whether I was worthy of weighing in myself. I decided that I was, because this form of communicating ideas I'm a part of, talk media, can paint with broader and more emotional strokes than an academic can. And it can also reach and maybe even move more people. So here goes. If Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't the late Dr. Martin Luther King, he'd currently be 90 years old. Bayard Rustin, Dr. King's right-hand man, who was born in 1912, and a man whose activism began decades before Dr. King's, passed away more than 30 years ago. Bayard Rustin was black, and what's less widely known, he was also openly gay. At a time when being black and openly gay and a fearless activist made him an easy mark for a 1960s cracker cop out of the Deep South. Picture the character played by Rod Steiger in the movie In the Heat of the Night, but without a heart that could emerge. Bayard Rustin was a major profile in courage, and one can only hope that JFK's omission of him in his book, Profiles in Courage, was more a reflection of the times than a reflection on JFK himself. Now, being as apoplectic as I was, initially my thought was to create a scenario where both men, MLK and Rustin, rose from the grave and gave Jussie Smollett a major league beatdown while explaining in loud, harsh tones the damage he's done to their work. But although it was tempting, there was something downright tasteless about that approach, and more importantly, the violence would have mitigated the impact of what I have to say. First off, let's make something clear. What Jussie did, he didn't do as a black man. And what Jussie did, he didn't do as a gay man. So before I continue, you hate group types, you take a deep breath. Race and sexual orientation have nothing to do with the core of this event. Although I'm sure the bigot brigade will proceed as if it does. What Smollett did was the act of a small-minded, ignorant punk with less than zero perspective. And small-minded, ignorant punks with less than zero perspective come in all colors, all sexual orientations, all religions, all nationalities, and on and on and on. Anyone in any tribe can be a small-minded, ignorant punk. So rather than giving Jussie a beatdown, I pictured Dr. King and Mr. Rustin sitting him down and part asking and part telling him something like this. Young man, do you know how hard we worked for the gains we have made, which are not even close to the gains that need to be made? And that the gains that have been made thus far allowed you to make hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year? Do you know how many black men and women, how many white men and women, how many Jewish, Latino, Christian, Muslim men and women, how many of them died? I said died, so that you could be one of the stars in your primetime soap opera? And don't kid yourself. That show of yours, it ain't Langston Hughes. It ain't James Baldwin. It ain't Shakespeare. It's General Hospital gone black, 2019 style. It's Days of Our Lives gone black, 2019 style. It makes money from blacks and whites alike. Which are the rules these days? Now, these rules, they're not great, but they're far better than the rules that existed before you took your first breath. You've heard hundreds of millions of blacks and hundreds of millions in the LGBTQ community around the world by your smaller than small-minded farce. And you heard good, kind white people too, who have been our allies, but will now, maybe even justifiably, because of your actions, think twice before immediately accepting reports of hate crimes. We'd tell you that you were selfish, but you seem to have no awareness of those you're hurting. So selfish is the wrong word if our intention is to get something through your thick skull. The right word, we think, is that you're a punk. And to compound things, the Trumpster dumpster is going to take your ignorance to the polls in 2020 and just might win, you dumbass. And then MLK and Rustin would get up and, in a Twilight Zone kind of moment, change into the clothes, some of them bloodied, that they were wearing when they died. And then, fatigued in a way none of us can imagine, they would call it a day and rest in both peace and restlessness. This is Robbie Stevens, and I don't do podcasts.
The proceeding was a presentation of Talkers Radio. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.